Hello, everybody. Welcome to YouthCast. I'm Molly Adams. I think all radio producers are born with a certain skill, the ability to suck us into a world that we've never heard before. Young radio producers have this skill as well. They're born with it, remember? And one of the reasons I believe youth radio stories are so frequently autobiographical is that they are using this power on themselves first. Being able to draw a vivid story and feeling out of your own history is practice for being able to draw out someone else's. Ian Kathan of WHJE Carmel in Indiana profiles himself in Different, Not Disabled. It's a reflection of how having a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome affects his experiences in school and in his daily life. Ian has always felt that his diagnosis has been misunderstood as a medical condition described from the outside. And as he tries to explain it from the inside, he knows he might not get it all right. But as he says, I've gone and explored my own mind, and what I found is something that can't be told. It needs to be experienced. When you listen to this, I ask that you go in with an open mind and try to imagine the best you can. I promise I'll try my best to explain what it is like to be, well, me. Well, you did a great job at helping us imagine. This is Different, Not Disabled from Ian Kathan of WHJE.
Case conference meeting, 8/21/2010. Time, 12 o'clock p.m. Carmel High School, room A200. Student has been diagnosed with a mood disorder affecting his adaptive, communication, social, and emotional behavior. This student is very creative in writing and ideas. Previous testing has shown that this student has above average
This is me. Cognitive ability. My name is Ian Kathan, and I'm diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. Each year I meet with school officials, parents, teachers, and psychologists to determine my educational accommodations. I'm pretty sure many people have heard the term Asperger's syndrome before, but I'm not so certain that people know what it means. Asperger's is a form of autism. There's a spectrum of conditions that can be easily considered autism, but Asperger's is considered a high-functioning form of this disability. The odd thing I find about having Asperger's is that all the while, all these medical descriptions and studies are all conveyed onto this. None of them really can tell you what it's like to have Asperger's. You can't explain Asperger's because it's out of the realm of real things in this world. Ever heard of one of those fantasy stories or those horror stories? It's a magical beast that's always there in the corner of your eye, but you can't see it. It's impossible to see, it's impossible to find it or notice it when you're having a spell, because it disappears the minute that you look at it. While it's a distraction, it can also be your drive. Let's say you have a knack for computer programming, and you just enjoy it, and you're doing it. Time just becomes irrelevant. There's no boredom, distraction, anything else to get in your way. And without those things, you see new ways, unexplored trails and shortcuts in what you once thought was a one-way process of doing something. Here, now, listen to this. Asperger's is a developmental disorder characterized by social and emotional deficiencies, but accompanied by above-average verbal skills and cognitive ability. In my opinion, they don't explain a thing with this. I can almost go as far to say this is slightly annoying. When you get down to it, it's basically saying, oh, ho, ho, sure, Aspies can piss you off, but that's okay because they're smarter than you. Just imagine that, from my point of view, that people can get away with that. Does that mean that I can get away with almost anything just because I have a disorder that I can blame it on? I easily could, but what would that do for me? I can look into my past, and there are things that I'm not proud of. Events, situations, and I guess maybe my disability was a part of that, but I would still be doing those things if I never learned from them. If I had every sector of my life covered, where would I be now? I don't think I'd even be recording this. Am I the only one that feels this way? So I took this to Dr. Pam Christie at Woodview Psychology Center. She is a psychologist that graduated from Butler University, and she is also a personal friend of mine who's helped me through my struggles for many, many years. Here's how it went. As much as we don't like to admit it, that Asperger's isn't an excuse, but we want to use it that way. What do you think on that?
I think that any disability or disorder should never be used as an excuse to not stay engaged in school and in your life.
Do you like see this often happening with other clients?
That they use a mental health disorder as an excuse not to do things?
Yes.
Yes, I have seen that before. But they don't get away with it. I think it's easy when you're young and even with some adults to blame other people or situations for hardships. My experience is that patients make progress when they recognize what their issue is and when they're willing to take responsibility for it and make changes.
Is that kind of like the hardest thing to do then, to actually get them to realize that?
I think it can be very difficult for people to realize that they may not be responsible for everything that's happening, but they do have responsibility in terms of how they respond to situations.
I guess the point that I'm trying to make here is that it's very easy to believe that Asperger's is the fault for everything, and therefore you deserve accommodations and special exceptions to let you get by, and because you don't have to because you have Asperger's. When a person is diagnosed with Asperger's, when a person is diagnosed with any condition, it's very, very easy to go in and say that he needs help. She needs help. We need to help him. And that's what I'm afraid of. If you give a person too much help, you give them extra exceptions to get by, have all these ways to make sure they succeed. When does these extra exceptions become a part of them and they can't live without them? But at the same time, I guess that after all that I've been through, and I'm just glad that I'm able to see things, because look at me, I'm on a radio station. Never in all my years have I ever thought that I'd ever be able to do something like as big as this. And now that I'm actually up this high, maybe I could actually make a difference back where I came from. For WHJE, my name is Ian Cathan. I'm diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, and it's pretty cool to be me.
That was Different, Not Disabled from Ian Cathan of WHJE. WHJE is a student-run radio station within Carmel High School in Carmel, Indiana. Hear more of their stories and stream them live from WHJE.com. And of course, while you're on the internet, you probably need to go over to our website, youthcast.org, and you can listen to all of our old episodes and find some other diversions. And if you like doing this social networking thing, you know we're on Facebook. Who isn't? Facebook.com/youthcast. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.